This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for Jesus. And you that are suffering from depression right now, you spirit of depression, your days, your moments, your hours, your minutes are numbered, because the anointing of God is going to be so strong on this week's broadcast. I have on the telephone Ronald Sally. Ronald is an apostle. He started 13 churches. He's originally from Uganda, Africa. I caught up with him in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Ronnie, you really prayed for someone that grew 5 inches? Tell me about that.
Oh, praise the Lord. See, I want to testify about this greatness. This happened in Africa, Nairobi, Kenya. This was in 1999. When the power of God was moving so strongly in a revival service I was holding in the city of Nairobi, when a young lady came into the service and was among the people who had come to receive and experience the move of God. And by the word of knowledge, God told me that there was a lady, somebody who was praying that she grows taller than what she is, because she was not comfortable the way she was, and she had been asking me this for a long time, that she wants to make her taller, and I'm ready to do that now. At first I said, Lord, I mean, I said to my mind, you see, my mind was saying, well, I mean, that's not usual. What are you talking about? But because of the word of the Lord, I just obeyed the Holy Spirit and called up this person, and she came forward, and that day she had traveled with her friend, and her friend was taller than her, and I called them both forward, and I said, you know how she, you, yes, and I've told the people, I'm going to pray for this lady right now, because God has told me to pray for her to grow taller. And she's going to grow, and she'll be even taller than her friend, and the place was all shocked. And then I laid hands on her, and she went under the power of the Holy Spirit, and her legs began to grow, her arms began to pull out, her neck, her shoulders, everything.
Were you watching this happen?
Yes, I was watching this, and people were screaming and shouting glory to Jesus. Others were so much excited at the power of God. They could express it with their mouth. They could express it with their words, but they were in shock at the way that the lady was growing. And the excitement was too much that I was shocked myself. I was saying, my goodness, I thought I knew you, Lord, but you're more than what I knew. And you know what, Sid?
What's that?
After this lady, after the power of God finished making her grow taller, I told the ushers to lift her up. She stood up, and she was taller than the other girl she came with to the meeting. She was taller than her. And that was very shocking, that everybody was scared, you know. I mean, not scared in the battle, but the fear of the Lord was restored in the people. You know, when God moves in such a tremendous way, the fear of the Lord returns to the people. And people were all worshiping Jesus. And when she went back home, her mother said, is this my daughter? She says, yes, I'm your daughter. And the mother said, what happened to you? She said, I was prayed for. The next day, they had to go and buy new clothes for her. She's called Jen.
Now, they had to buy new clothes for her.
Yeah, they had to go and buy new clothes because the others couldn't fit her.
Ronnie, tell me, before we went on the air, you told me some outrageous things. You told me that literally markings on people's body, tattoos, things like this just totally disappear when you pray. Tell me about that.
Oh, yes, they disappear. You see, when the power of God begins to move, one of the things I've decided to do as a minister in the power
I mean, people with scars, they even get removed?
Oh, yes, yes, because when I pray for people, I don't limit God. I just allow him to move much as he wants. Now, I began to experience this in Africa when I was praying for people who had markings and scars to disappear, you know, from their bodies. And I'd pray for them and scars would disappear when they were operated, and all those marks would disappear from their, from the area where they've been operated, and even the markings. And now the tattoos also disappear. When I pray in the name of Jesus, somebody wants it to go, I pray for it and it disappears in Jesus' name. Because it's a mark which is demonic on somebody's body. And if the devil has been cast out, then we command the mark to go.
Now, I mean, I've got a list of some experiences that you've had that sound almost like the Bible. For instance, you were trapped, you were driving on the interstate, and you were kind of trapped between four semi-trailer trucks.
Yes.
They had like an accident. Tell me about that.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Sid. This was in London. I was driving on the interstate, and I was coming into the interstate. I came from the small road. I don't know how you call them here. In London, we call them side roads. I don't know how you call them here.
Well, that's good enough.
So I was coming from a side road from the homes, from the houses, and I was driving to enter into the interstate. And so when I came, the enemy attacked me, and I just moved into the road without taking precaution that there are semi-trucks, huge ones, like this one in America, four driving. It was late in the night. They were pursuing, going tailgating, you know, and there were four. Now, I drove straight into the road, into the semi-trucks. Now, there is no way my small car that I was driving that I would cross this road and get into the other side of the road, the last lane to change and go where I was going, because I was just crossing through, joining the interstate. So what I did is that I drove and entered in. Now, to me, I thought this was my death day. I mean, I thought I was going to die because, I mean, I saw this semi-truck just few inches from me, and I didn't know what to do. But you see what happens, Sid, is that the Holy Spirit translated my car in that process. God's power translated my car, that I was in the other side of the road, and these things missed me by just inches.
You're telling me that little car of yours was translated to the other side of the road?
Translated to the other side, and I took 4 hours to get back to my senses.
Listen, it's a miracle you were alive, and if you hadn't been translated, I wouldn't be speaking to you right now.
Yes, you wouldn't be speaking to me. I mean, God is present. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. As he translated Philip, he did that to me in my small little car, which didn't even have an airbag. Even if there was an airbag, it could not save you from the four semi-trucks. He took me 4 hours to get back to... I mean, I was so much astonished. I called everybody I could call and tell them, God has saved me from death. This is what happened. And all of them were shocked, and they were just praising the Lord. And I testified about that for weeks and weeks, because of God saving me from death.
Now, people from Africa have had a lot of experiences that we in the West haven't had with witch doctors and witches in the demonic realms. There was one time where a witch wanted to kill you, and you got a warning from God about it. Explain that to me.
Yes, you know, in Africa we have a lot of these experiences, you know, like the witches and the wizards, when they just want to maintain control over their territory. So when you begin to pray in the spirit, you disturb them, so they decide to confront you. They always do attacks like that. So now, as I was praying...
They realize it's you that's praying in the spirit against them,
yeah,
and they come after you.
Yeah, they realize that you're praying. You know, because whenever you're praying, you begin to connect with heaven. Now, the presence of God begins to make demons feel uncomfortable. So then the witch, when he tries to call spirits to come, they can't come because they see fire in the area. So then the demons tell him, it's that person. So if you can solve that puzzle, then we're going to come. So now this week.
So they can see like flames of the Holy Spirit over the person that's praying?
Yeah, they see flames.
Huh.
See flames because, I mean, God is unto me a wall of fire. So they see flames. Sometimes they see the rain of righteousness raining down. But many times they see the flames, you know. I'm talking of most of the witches who used to be witches and have been delivered from witchcraft and they have been born again. They always say that that's what they used to see when they're fighting saints. They would see fire around them.
Huh.
Can't get through the fire.
Praise God for the fire.
So see, as I was walking, the Lord told me that by spirit I was going to meet this witch. Now, these witches in this area of Uganda, this is how they do their thing. They cast a spell on you. They make you demonically stupid. Then they draw you with their demonic power, magic power, and they take you following them. You just go following them. And then you follow them until where they want to take you. Then they butcher you and they cannibal you. Because they're doing what I call, they sacrifice blood, then they do cannibal, because some of the guys who eat human flesh.
That still goes on today.
Yeah, it goes on in Africa. I mean, there's some people who do the cannibal.
Yes.
It goes on.
So you were doing your prayer walk, and you were praying.
And this witch had come to take me to cannibalize me, you know?
Yes.
And the Lord told me that the witch was coming to attack you. So, and as I was walking down, the area where I knew in my spirit, you know, the Spirit of God always reveals to us, I knew where exactly I was going to find this trouble. And the moment I reached in that area, I saw somebody standing up, floating up in the sky.
Floating in the sky?
Yeah, floating, you know, floating like,
yes,
say, 5 foot, you know, above the ground. And standing there and looking at me, staring at me. And this was in the dark. And there's a moon, but I mean the moon was not that. I mean the moon, you know, when the moon in Africa, some areas don't have street lights, so when you only have the moon light, you know.
Yes.
So in this area where I was, there was no street light, and people were sleeping. It was late in the night. So then this human being, this witch began to come towards me, and I felt her leave my head. I felt that evil presence was coming on me, you know.
Yes.
Making me lose balance. Making me feel like my cones are going off, you know. The demonic presence was trying to come and do magic on me, you know.
Yes, to kill you.
I remember the scripture says that I look into the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the creator of heaven and earth. And I looked up and I said, in the name of Jesus. Now, I pointed my arm towards this witch, but I was not looking at him. I was looking at the Jesus in me. Because if I'd looked at this witch, I would have been afraid, you know?
Yes.
But I looked at the Jesus in me. This is one thing I always would advise people. When you're confronting any situation that is in such an emergency, don't look at the situation, look at the God.
Ronnie, I hate to do this to our Mishpucha. We'll pick up on this story tomorrow. Mishpucha, let me explain something to you. Because Ronnie's from Africa, and because he's an apostle, because he moves in such power and faith of the Holy Spirit, I've asked him to do, especially for us, a one-hour teaching on deliverance, and then pray for people to be set free. There are people who have been involved in New Age, that have been involved in pornography, in witchcraft, homosexuality, have oppression, have depression. All of these things he's going to explain and pray a supernatural prayer. We're asking $12 postpaid for this very special teaching cassette by Ronnie Salih.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, cassette catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Look us up on the web, www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.